Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to be talking to you about a project I worked on as a CSD fellow at the Florida Department of Health that I've entitled Full House. So in June of 2015, the Florida Department of Health received a positive HIV result and needed help locating the patient. It's not unusual in these situations for the state to use LexisNexis Accurate, which is a program that searches public records to obtain patient contact information. However, this search returned an unusual result. The patient's address pointed to a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, single-family home, but over 150 people had listed this address as their residence within the past 35 years. Something was clearly going on here. After further investigation, we found that this house, House A, is used by the producer of a small adult film production company to board young men while they act in his films. The producer lives in House A with three or four actors at any given time, and actor turnover is high, which explains the large number of former residents. We did some further investigating and used Accurate to identify individuals associated with House A's address or home phone number. We then searched for each of these individuals in PRISM, which is Florida's reportable disease surveillance system for sexually transmitted infections. We classified an infection as associated with residents in House A if it was diagnosed from 6 months before to 6 months after an individual's residence. Not including the producer, 150 men lived in House A from September 2003 to July 2015. All of them were at least 18 years old with a median age of 20. Based on dates inaccurate, their length of residence in House A ranged from 1 to 139 months with a median of 15 months. Most live outside of Florida immediately before their residence in House A, and about half move back outside of Florida after their residence. As you can see in the graph, the producer moved into House A in October of 2002, and shortly after, residents started arriving in 2003. Between 2 and 36 individuals moved in per year with a median of 9 per year. Of the 150 residents, 51 had a profile in PRISM, and 46 of them had a positive STI result. These 46 residents had a combined total of 92 infections with a median of 2 per person. Of the 92 infections, 42, or 46%, were considered associated with House A since they were diagnosed within 6 months of residence. The most common STI among residents was gonorrhea, followed by HIV. About 50% of all gonorrhea, syphilis, and HIV infections were associated with residents in House A, compared to only 14% of all chlamydia infections. The 42 infections associated with House A occurred among 24 men. Each of these 24 men has his own horizontal line on the graph, the length and position of which corresponds to their dates of residence in House A. Diagnosis dates of STIs are represented by the dots, with the lighter colors representing infections diagnosed within the 6 months before or after residence, and the darker colors representing infections diagnosed during the actual residence dates. The gray bars in the background show the total number of incoming residents to House A by residence start date. Potential transmission of STIs among residents can be seen at multiple time frames where House A duration and diagnosis dates of STIs are vertically stacked, particularly during times when numerous people were moving into the house, such as in 2007. So for example, based on previous interviews in PRISM, patient 6 and patient 7 listed each other as sexual partners, and they most likely acquired gonorrhea and syphilis while living in House A together. From interviews, we also learned that in addition to their jobs as adult film actors, many residents also held jobs as escorts. Outside of work, residents reported having frequent, unprotected sex with multiple partners, and several were in personal relationships with fellow House A residents. While the producer claims that condoms are required on set, the production company does have some bareback films, and condoms are not used for oral sex. Therefore, transmission of STIs cannot be directly linked to residents' occupation as adult film actors, since residents also have many risk factors in their personal lives. Residents' high mobility and relatively short stays in House A highlight the need for active surveillance and testing for STIs in this population. Settings like House A, with a large number of highly sexually active individuals, are a good opportunity for public health to reach many high-risk individuals at once. One strategy to identify these high-risk groups is to incorporate reverse address searches into routine surveillance of STIs and then follow up with any locations that have an unusual number of residents. Because House A residents are at increased risk for STI transmission, they may benefit from HIV pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP. PrEP is particularly effective in high-risk populations such as MSM. Ideally, adult film producers would support and encourage their actors to use PrEP, and in addition, physicians would also encourage their patients in high-risk occupations to consider PrEP. I did want to mention that the study has several limitations, most related to data quality and availability. We know that the list of House A residents identified by Accurate is an underestimation of the true number of residents, and the duration of residence in House A is likely an overestimation. In general, the resident start dates appear to be more accurate than the resident's end dates. The number of STIs identified among House A residents is also likely an underestimation, since PRISM only captures positive lab results for testing completed in Florida or for Florida residents. Finally, infections may have been misclassified when determining association with House A, since only diagnosis dates are known and residence dates were an approximation. So in conclusion, Accurate was a useful tool for identifying a unique group of individuals who resided in House A. House A residents are highly mobile and highly sexually active, and there's a high prevalence of STIs among residents. Transmission of STIs cannot be directly linked to residents' occupations as adult film actors, since they also have many risk factors in their personal lives, such as regularly engaging in unprotected sex with multiple partners. However, settings like House A are good candidates for active surveillance of STIs and use of PrEP, and they may be an opportunity for public health officials to interact with high-risk groups with the goal of reducing STI rates in the community. Thank you to everyone who helped with this project, and thank you for listening.